It's Labor Day weekend and you deserve a treat. Like 25% off all your Liquid IV favorites and exclusive gifts with purchase during Liquid IV's Labor Day sale happening now. This is a limited time offer, so stock up on all your favorite hydration before it ends. From the hydration multiplier to sugar-free flavors and more. Go to liquidiv.com and use code LIVPODS at checkout to get 25% off site-wide. Plus exclusive gifts with purchase at liquidiv.com, code LIVPODS.
Imagine a dedicated shepherd leading his flock through a wide, open field. The land has a varied terrain, featuring gentle hills and stony trails. Yet among these, there are areas of lush greenery and peaceful waters. Despite the varied terrain, the shepherd's constant presence ensures safety, offers guidance, and provides comfort to the sheep. With skill and patience, he navigates them through every hurdle, tirelessly leading them to places where they can rest and eat. This clear picture of the shepherd's faithful guidance wonderfully shows how God takes us to peaceful waters. Today, I will share how God, our divine shepherd, guides us through the meadows of life, offering his protection, provision, and peace. I'm also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, as Psalm 23 verse 2 says, "He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters." In the same way, let us journey together through the depths of this scripture, discovering how, like the shepherd with his flock, God gently guides us through life's challenges, leading us to places of rest, renewal, and profound peace. Let's delve into the richness of his word and the depth of his love, understanding how he nurtures and sustains us at every turn of our lives. Now, let us explore the shepherd's guidance. Like a shepherd who watches over his flock with vigilant care, God watches over us. He knows each of us intimately, understands our every need, and guards us against the perils of life. In John 10, verse 14, Jesus declares, "I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I'm known by my own." His knowledge of us is deep and personal, ensuring that his guidance is perfectly suited to our individual paths. Our life's journey often winds through valleys of hardship and shadow, as well as over the high plains of joy and ease. In these low places, the shepherd's presence is a constant comfort. He doesn't lead us into the valley to leave us, but to walk beside us, guiding us through to brighter days. Psalm 23, verse 4, comforts us, saying, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." So, even though the journey can be long and wearying, the shepherd knows when to lead his sheep to quiet waters and green pastures for rest and restoration. God, too, knows our limits. He sees our weariness and leads us to places where our souls can be refreshed and our strength renewed. In Matthew 11, verses 28 to 29, Jesus invites us, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Just as the shepherd provides for the needs of his flock, ensuring they are fed, protected, and rested, our Heavenly Father provides for us. He offers not just physical sustenance, but also spiritual nourishment, guidance in times of uncertainty, and comfort in times of distress. In his presence, we find the ultimate sanctuary, a place where our hearts can be at peace and our spirits can soar on wings, like eagles. Next, we will look at the still waters of restoration. My friends, the still waters represent a profound tranquility beyond physical rest. They symbolize deep, soulful peace. In these divine moments of stillness, life's turmoil fades, and we find ourselves surrounded in God's serene presence. The still waters.
It's Labor Day weekend, and you deserve a treat. Like 25% off all your Liquid IV favorites and podcast exclusive gifts with purchase during Liquid IV's Labor Day sale happening now. Just go to liquidiv.com and use code LIVPODS at checkout. There's never been a better time to stock up on all your favorite hydration. From sugar-free flavors like raspberry lemonade to the fan favorite hydration multiplier, cotton candy, and more. This is a limited time offer, so stock up before it ends. Just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing, on-the-go hydration. So don't miss out on stocking up on all your favorites. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and use code LIVPODS at checkout to get 25% off site-wide, plus exclusive gifts with purchase. That's code LIVPODS at liquidiv.com.
Are a sacred oasis where worldly noise is silenced and God's voice is clear and soothing. Philippians 4 verse 7 promises, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." The still waters also offer a reflective surface, showing us the truth of our inner selves. In this serene environment, we see our lives through the lens of God's grace and truth. It's a moment for introspection, a time to align our hearts with God's will, and a period to commit ourselves anew to His path. Lamentations 3 verses 40 to 41 urges us, "Let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord. Let us lift our hearts and hands to God in heaven." Listen to this. At the still waters, the shepherd ensures that his flock is not only rested, but also well nourished. Similarly, God doesn't lead us to still waters just for rest, but for spiritual nourishment. He feeds us with His Word, quenches our thirst with His Spirit, and prepares us for the journey ahead. John 4, verse 14, tells us of this promise of Jesus. "But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." In this sanctified place of replenishment, we are invited to immerse ourselves in the depth of His wisdom and the breadth of His love. The still waters are not just a haven for the weary, but a sanctuary where the soul is reawakened, invigorated by the living waters that flow from the throne of God. It is here that we lay down our burdens, our fears, and our doubts, exchanging them for His unmatchable peace and boundless grace. As we drink deeply from this divine source, we find our vision cleared, our purpose realigned, and our resolve strengthened, ready to face the path ahead with renewed vigor and unwavering faith. Let us now turn our attention to the journey to still waters. The path to the still waters is not always straightforward or easy. It navigates through rugged terrain, dark valleys, and sometimes desolate wilderness. But the shepherd knows the way. He has walked it before us and walks it with us now. Our role is to trust, to follow, and to stay close to Him. Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6 teaches us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." It's in this trust that we find the strength to follow, even when the path seems uncertain. Understand that the shepherd carries a rod and a staff, tools that offer both correction and comfort. The rod protects the sheep from predators and danger, while the staff gently guides and rescues those who stray. God, our shepherd, uses his word and his Holy Spirit in the same way. Hebrews 4, verse 12 reminds us, "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." His word convicts, corrects, and guides us, while his Spirit comforts, counsels, and leads us. My friends, the journey to still waters is accompanied by the constant presence of the shepherd. We are never alone. Even when we find ourselves in the darkest valley or facing the steepest climb, his presence is a constant source of comfort and assurance. Psalm 139, verses 7 to 10 affirms, "Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me." In this unbreakable companionship with our shepherd, there is a profound sense of security and belonging. His presence transcends our physical locations and emotional states, surrounding us in an embrace that defies understanding. It's this divine companionship that enables us to face life's uncertainties with courage and grace. In him, we find not just a guide for the journey, but also the very essence of love, peace, and hope. With each step we take, his promises light our path, and his strength becomes our own, ensuring that no challenge is insurmountable, no burden too heavy, and no journey too long. Now let us explore the living waters of renewal. The still waters are not just to be observed. They are to be experienced. God invites us to drink deeply from these waters, to immerse ourselves in his presence, and to be filled with his Spirit. It's in these waters that we find true life, strength for today, and hope for tomorrow. Isaiah 55, verses 1 to 2 says, "Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Yes, come. Buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your labor for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance." In this spiritual feast, we are reminded that the deepest desires of our hearts are met not by the fleeting offerings of the world, but by the enduring, satisfying presence of God. The living waters of God's presence not only refresh our spirits, but also renew our minds. They cleanse us from the inside out, washing away doubts, fears, and confusion, and leaving in their place clarity, purpose, and peace. Romans 12, verse 2 encourages us, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." As we drink from the still waters, our perspective changes, our priorities shift, and our actions align more closely with God's will. A life watered by God's presence is a life of fruitfulness. Like a tree planted by streams of water, our lives, rooted and nourished in him, will bear fruit in season. Our leaves will not wither, and whatever we do will prosper. The fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control will flourish in us and through us, blessing not just our own lives, but the lives of those around us. Psalm 1 verses 2 to 3 declares, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." In this spiritual flourishing, we become beacons of his grace and love, radiating the light of Christ in a world that often dwells in shadows. Our growth and fruitfulness become a testament to his goodness, drawing others towards the nourishing waters of faith. As we continue to delve deep into his word and remain steadfast in his presence, let us also be channels of his living water, extending his love, compassion, and hope to those parched souls yearning for a touch from God. In doing so, we not only affirm our own calling, but participate in the greater mission of spreading the seeds of faith that will bloom into gardens of spiritual abundance for generations to come. My friends, let us carry in our hearts the enduring reality of the Divine Shepherd, guiding us through life's winding paths. The journey, though filled with its share of valleys and shadows, is made serene and purposeful under his watchful eye. Our shepherd does not merely lead. He walks beside us, offering his rod for protection and his staff for support. This journey with him is not just about reaching the destination, but about cherishing each step, each moment of guidance, and each instance of his comforting presence. The still waters, as we've discussed, are not mere physical locations, but symbolic representations of the profound peace and restoration that God offers. These waters invite us to pause, reflect, and be rejuvenated in the soulful tranquility of God's presence. They call us to lay down our burdens, to drink deeply from the fountain of life, and to emerge refreshed and fortified. In these waters, we are reminded of the boundless peace and unwavering promises of our Heavenly Father, ensuring our hearts and minds are steadfast, anchored in his unshakable peace. Our journey to and our experiences at the still waters are a testament to the spiritual nourishment and growth that God earnestly desires for us. He feeds us with the bread of life, his word fostering growth, resilience, and fruitfulness within us. As we abide in him, our lives bear the rich fruits of his Spirit, touching and enriching the lives around us. Let us, therefore, commit to continually seeking his nourishment, delving deeper into his word, and allowing the living waters of his Spirit to flow through us, transforming us into beacons of his love and grace. As we move forward from these still waters, let us do so with renewed faith and assurance in the promises of God. In our journey, we walk together, united in the love and fellowship of our Shepherd. May the peace and guidance we've found in his presence inspire us to navigate life's challenges with grace and courage. Let us remember that in every season, through every challenge, our Shepherd leads us, our Provider sustains us, and our Protector watches over us. As we meditate on the still waters, let us be reminded that a peaceful refuge and the soulful restoration awaits us in the loving embrace of our Heavenly Shepherd. He gently leads us on this journey, guiding us closer to his peace with every step we take, showing us that in his presence we find the true rest and comfort our hearts long for. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me. so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, the shepherd of our souls, the guide to the still waters, I come before you with a heart full of praise and thanksgiving. You are Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. You are Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals, and Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. Your power and majesty are displayed in the heavens, and your love and mercy are poured out upon the earth. You are worthy of all honor, glory, and praise. Lord, I thank you for your endless blessings, for the breath of life, and for the gift of salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for guiding me through this life, for being my comfort and provider in times of need, and for leading me beside the still waters where my soul finds rest. Lord, I come before you seeking forgiveness for my sins, acknowledging that I have fallen short of your glory. Cleanse my heart, renew a right spirit within me, and lead me in the path of righteousness. I also forgive those who have trespassed against me, releasing any bitterness or resentment, for I know that in forgiveness there is freedom. Lord, deliver me from all evil and lead me away from temptation. In this journey through life's mountains and valleys, I pray for your divine guidance. Let your word be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. In moments of weariness and despair, restore my soul and lead me to the still waters of your presence. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare victory over every challenge and obstacle. I rebuke every spirit of confusion, fear, and discouragement. I bind any force that seeks to divert me from your path, and I loose your peace, wisdom, and clarity in my life. Lord, extend your healing touch upon me and my loved ones. Protect us from the attacks of the enemy. Shield us from harm, and cover us with the precious blood of Jesus. Bless our coming and going, the work of our hands, and our rest. Let your favor be upon us. As I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, united in faith and purpose, seeking your face and your will. Bless us, O Lord, with the peace that comes from knowing you are with us, guiding us to green pastures and still waters. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, and let your love flow through us to others. Merciful Father, we claim victory in every area of our lives. We declare healing for the sick, provision for the needy, and comfort for the brokenhearted. Protect us from the snares of the enemy, and let no weapon formed against us prosper. May your presence go with us, your peace surround us, and your joy be our strength. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comment section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to the channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
It's Labor Day weekend and you deserve a treat, like 25% off all your Liquid IV favorites and podcast exclusive gifts with purchase during Liquid IV's Labor Day sale happening now. Just go to liquidiv.com and use code LIVPODS at checkout. There's never been a better time to stock up on all your favorite hydration. From sugar-free flavors like raspberry lemonade to the fan favorite hydration multiplier, cotton candy, and more. This is a limited time offer, so stock up before it ends. Just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing, on-the-go hydration. So don't miss stocking up on all your favorites. Tare, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and use code LIVPODS at checkout to get 25% off site-wide plus exclusive gifts with purchase. That's code LIVPODS at liquidiv.com.